Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's time to check in on the films that are headed into the theaters this weekend. And our movie guy, Mike Mayo, is with us from mike-mayo.com. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And, you know, they do this every year. You know, as we approach Christmas, they bring out all of the good movies. And so we have got really so many coming in today that I'm only going to talk about, I think, the three that are going to be most popular and that I think most of our listeners are interested in. And I think they're all pretty good. I was happily surprised by all of them.
So I start out with my old friend. I feel like I grew up with him, Fred Rogers. I really like Mr. Rogers. Am I going to like this movie?
You will continue to like him after this. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. This is Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers. And everybody who saw the terrific documentary last year, I guess, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Right.
You know, kind of, I think, has a pretty good idea. Even if they weren't a fan of his TV show, they know a lot about him now. Mm-hmm. And Tom Hanks does a terrific job, not kind of acting like him, not really pretending to be him, but putting the Tom Hanks spin on Mr. Rogers. And he's probably the only actor I can think of who could do it. I interviewed Hanks years ago before he was famous. And I came away from it thinking, what you see is what you get with this guy. He really is this nice. And nothing that I have seen or heard in the intervening years has changed that opinion. Yeah. And what's good about this movie is it is not just recreating Won't You Be My Neighbor. It's telling the story of a writer, a magazine writer, who interviewed Fred Rogers. This guy had his own problems and kind of came into the interview with a chip on his shoulder, wanting to find, you know, the dark side of Mr. Rogers, and it's simply not there. And then that's really the story that the movie is telling. It's more about how Mr. Rogers helped him and how he changed. And that's for the good, because we don't need to see the same story again. I think it's going to get another Oscar nomination for Hanks, well-deserved. And I just recommend this to everybody. PG rating. It's just going to – everything you think you know about Mr. Rogers, yeah, you do, and you'll like him even more after this.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that. Now, Frozen 2 is supposed to be a big hit this weekend. But listen, remember they had that little trailer, that special Frozen – I forget what movie it was in front of, and it was too long and it stunk. Everybody hated it. Did they fix that for this sequel?
Yeah, they did. I mean, this is well, okay. You and I are particularly not the target audience.
That's
for
probably
Frozen
true. 2. Okay.
We were not the target audience for the original Frozen either. Yeah. And what's really smart about this movie is I think they understood that the target audience not only has seen Frozen, they've seen it many, many times.
Right.
They have committed it to memory. They've sung the songs. And so they know that going in. And this is not a conventional sequel then. Yeah, it you know, kind of repeats moments from the first and expands on the characters. Same kind of animation. And I think it does everything that it is supposed to do and is a little bit better than you would expect. Yes, this comes from the Disney, you know, machine that just grinds out these stories, but they do them very well. And I think the young target audience of this will get exactly what they want and will be quite happy with it. It's going to be, you know, the biggest movie of the weekend, obviously, and may, you know, do that for several weeks, even though this is such a competitive season.
And we can be quick with The Irishman because it's got Robert De Niro in it, and as long as he's such a jerk about President Trump, I have no intention of seeing any of his films. But is it any good or not?
It is. This is Martin Scorsese doing you know his gangster stuff very, very well. It is. It's a story that spans many years, and you may have heard they do this digital de-aging of Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci and Al Pacino, but that doesn't bother you. Pacino plays Jimmy Hoffa. Mm-hmm. It's based on a supposedly true autobiography. I'm not sure how true it actually mm-hmm. is. That doesn't matter. It's a good, involving story from one of our best directors. It's going to be on Netflix sometime next week already, and that's causing a lot of controversy. But it really is a big screen movie, and if you can see it on the big screen, I think you will appreciate it a whole lot more.
Well, maybe I'll watch it on TV, and I'm not giving him any money. But listen, Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. I always enjoy chatting with you before the weekend. Thank you.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.